Good evening. In the news tonight, homeless New Yorkers are calling on the NYPD Inspector General to review policing strategies and practices. Independent and Latino voters are courted at the Iowa caucuses. Peace talks are underway in Syria, and the Zika virus has now been declared an international health emergency. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Monday, February 1st, 2016.
They don't have no consideration for us. They told by the brass, move these people.
Picture the homeless. New York Communities for Change and other activists and justice groups are calling on the NYPD Inspector General, Philip Urey, to investigate the NYPD's policing of homeless New Yorkers. Time and time again, they are being ordered to leave public spaces, even when they are not violating any laws. Some New Yorkers, like Floyd Park, have watched as their prized possessions have been thrown in the trash.
I have experienced total harassment by the police officers. I experienced the total disrespect that they have for being homeless. They don't have no consideration for us. They told by the brass, move these people, and they just did what they want to do. They took our property, they threw it away, they pushed us around, they called us names, they harassed us, called us derelicts, homeless, drug addicts. Instead of helping us and respecting us, they just totally downgraded us. And something needs to be done about that. We need the street to be not treated like that. Why did they do that? I mean, who gave the authorities to be treated like that? I mean, who gave the right to have somebody take somebody else's property and just throw it away? All they worldly goods, man, being homeless and carrying everything in this cart that I own, my birth certificate, license, and everything just totally disrespected, regarded.
And what do you want to see? How do you want the city to help homeless New Yorkers?
I want all this money that they say they got to put people in places to get them off the street so they don't have to look at them no more.
But some homeless New Yorkers don't want to go to shelters.
No, ma'am. I'm talking about housing. I'm talking about a place that all these empty buildings around here. I'm talking about places to put a person in and help them out until they get on their feet. They need to start. They're not getting that. You know, they're not getting that at all. Some place to feel good about themselves, to make them be a part of society. You know, that's what they need, help, and they're not getting that.
Nahal Zamani is advocacy program manager with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
The center has joined this call, calling on the Inspector General to investigate the NYPD's practice of criminalizing homeless New Yorkers. We truly believe it violates the law, and this is a timely and necessary investigation and execution of his powers.
CCR says they've heard and seen many examples of NYPD targeting New Yorkers.
They're concentrating a lot on 125th Street, as well as across the city. This has been announced officially, and it's been absolutely uniformly felt by homeless New Yorkers. And picture the homeless, as well as many others, are raising their voices to draw attention to this cause and raise what they see as real true violations of the law.
We need to find alternative ways to help our homeless folks, says Delaine Powerful. She's with Black Youth Project 100.
We have the NYPD who are abusing them, who are mistreating them, who are telling them to get out the street corner, but where are they expected to go if they can't afford housing, if they've been kicked out of the houses, if they can't afford food? How can we make processes where they can find affordable housing and reintegrate into society through finding jobs and finding food and things that are actually accessible and affordable for folks.
Within shelters in New York City, 58% are Black, 31% Latino. And this doesn't even include those who are living out on the streets because they don't want to live in the shelters.
So the effect is that we have we already have this go to prison pipeline where Black youth are like put straight into the prison industrial complex. But then we have folks who are homeless Black and Latino homeless folk who are also put in that pipeline because they can't afford to pay for a subway to get somewhere. Maybe they have a job interview, they can't afford to even get there, or they need a warm place to sleep. And so they face these fines and these fiends. They can't pay for these fines and fiends, and so they have to show up for these court summons, but they can't afford to even get there, so they go straight into jail. And sometimes that is actually what they want because they actually have a food, they have a place to stay, but that should not be the end-all for Black homeless folk.
And what's been happening is that the NYPD are now raiding the homeless shelters. The idea is to protect homeless New Yorkers, but what they are in fact doing is rounding up those with outstanding warrants, warrants which may have been issued for low-level broken windows offenses and for warrants which could land people at Rikers who have done absolutely nothing wrong. Advocates say while the increased numbers of New Yorkers without homes demands a coordinated city, state, and national response, and there's pressure which is mounting for prompt results, the rights of homeless New Yorkers are being violated. They are asking the NYPD Inspector General to review all NYPD policing and treatment of homeless New Yorkers, this to ensure that the dignity of the less fortunate be upheld and rights protected. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Pundits are excited over the Iowa caucuses tonight, but critics say it won't have much effect on who is actually chosen to be the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates. There's a long road ahead. In Iowa, it's not the Democrats or Republicans who have the edge. This is according to Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate. He's the Iowa Commissioner of Elections.
The number one political party in the state of Iowa is the ones who have decided to register as independents. They're not actually even choosing a party, and so those folks kind of go back and forth, you know, and that's the one the campaigns kind of try to track and encourage to pick one over the other.
The latest numbers show 727,000 Iowans are registered as independents. That's 112,000 more than registered Republicans, 141,000 more than Democrats. Since rules at the caucuses allow voters to change party affiliations at the site, they'll be sure to be targeted tonight by candidates. Meanwhile, the Bernie Sanders campaign has been energizing voters. Part of the strategy in Iowa is to turn out the Latino vote. This in response to Trump's hate-mongering and anti-immigrant rhetoric. While most Latinos live in California, Texas, and New York, there is a growing Latino demographic, even in Iowa, says Alma Gonzalez.
You can find Latinos in West Des Moines, Ankeny, everything that's around, you can find Latinos.
Joe Henry is with LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens in Des Moines. The group is busy trying to get out the Latino vote.
Most of the caucus goers and prior caucuses are 45 and older and white. So this is going to be interesting because we're going to have a lot of young Latinos participating in the caucuses.
Meanwhile, Pew Research has done a study which found that a record number of Hispanic voters could head to the polls in November, topping the 11.2 million who voted in 2012. But the problem is that Hispanic millennials, the ones who are driving growth in the population of Hispanic eligible voters, will keep turnout low. That's because a majority of Hispanics, 52%, are too young to vote or are not U.S. citizens. However, Pew researchers predict Hispanic voters as a percentage of all voters will grow to nearly 12% this year. That pulls almost even with black voters, who comprise about 12.4% of all voters nationwide.
We are the 99%! We are the 99%!
In New York this weekend, there was a large turnout to show support for Bernie Sanders. It was reminiscent of the Occupy Wall Street marches in the financial district. Led by millennials for Bernie, thousands marched chanting, "Feel the burn." In international news, critical peace talks on Syria are finally underway in Geneva. This after opposition groups called the High Negotiations Committee delayed the talks. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syria is an unfolding humanitarian crisis. He appealed to both sides on Sunday to seize the opportunity for serious negotiations because the humanitarian crisis there grows worse by the day.
Less than 1%, one person in 100. One area in 100 of the besieged population of Syria received food aid in all of 2015. And we are not just talking about remote, hard-to-reach areas. The town of Madaya is just an hour's drive from Damascus. And yet, in recent months, its people have been reduced to eating grass and leaves. How has the regime and the militias that support it responded? By planting landmines and erecting barbed wire to keep relief workers out. Overall, since the beginning of last year, the Syrian regime has received 113 requests from the United Nations to deliver humanitarian aid. Astonishingly, just 13 of these requests have been approved and implemented.
Kerry says the UN Security Council has created a framework for an end to the conflict in Syria by embracing a ceasefire, humanitarian access throughout the country, a transition process, and elections within 18 months. In other news, the mosquito-borne Zika virus has been identified in 9 New Yorkers. They recently returned from countries where the virus is actively being transmitted. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued travel warnings for pregnant women in countries mostly in Latin America and the Caribbean. The virus has been linked with microcephaly, which can leave affected newborns with unusually small heads and abnormal brain development. Today, the WHO, the World Health Organization, designated the Zika virus a public health emergency of international concern. New York State health officials say the mosquito blamed for infecting people with the Zika virus isn't found in New York, but they plan this spring, when the weather warms, to check related mosquitoes in New York City, Long Island, and the lower Hudson Valley. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.